Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Pastor. It's an honor to bring God's word to God's people. I don't take it for granted. Let's just pray. Father, I thank you. I thank you because the Bible says that no man comes to the Father unless you draw them. Father, we are not just here because we feel like or because it's just another Bible study. We are here because you have drawn us to yourself. You have drawn us by your spirit to yourself. Father, I thank you because that purpose which you have drawn us to, why you want us to come to you, will be actualized in our lives. Even in this hour, Lord, that your rhema word will be clear and loud to us in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you because even myself, I do not preach with my power, but it's by your spirit. And Lord, speak through me. Speak in me. As I share, let me be the first partaker in the name of Jesus. And Lord, your name alone will be glorified. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Thank you very much for another time in God's presence. I just want to bring God's word. This season, God has been showing us about his rhema word, the specific word for a specific person, for a specific situation. And within the last couple of weeks, I've been thinking, and the word of God, the good thing about the word of God is fresh every day. You can't get tired of it. It's like the more you look, you think you've gotten it, the more you see different things. I mean, that's how it is for me. And I'm just basically going to share some of the things that, of course, God has been dealing with me. Well, opening my eyes again to see, and I'm just going to share on laying hold of eternal life, and I'm going to show why this is, I believe God is showing me this season, and I thought to share from my own meditations because I find it very, very important that we all come to this understanding that it is important for us to lay hold on eternal life. Just as Pastor was reading Romans 10, if you flip before we started reading from 11. From 10 starts to talk about believing with the heart and confessing with the mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. And then he went on to what Pastor read. Today I'm just going to start by talking about what eternal life is. And I know we know these things, but sometimes, to be honest, the whole story of the Bible is about reminder. There's nothing, I mean, it has always been, Paul will always tell Timothy, I'm reminding you, always tell the church in Ephesus, I am reminding you, Corinth, I am reminding you, because it's all about reminders. If we get tired of reminding ourselves, then we are almost most likely to lose it. I'll just start by reading from Genesis, just to give us a brief of why God, I believe God was showing me about eternal life and why he was reminding me. So he was basically, before I just start to read Genesis 2, he was basically saying, telling me that, many times when we talk about eternal life, we always narrow it down to longevity. We always narrow it down to the air we breathe in, taking air, survival, like in terms of life, as it were, quantity of the life you live, how long have you lived, or how long you are going to live. Yes, which is absolutely true. We are currently in temporal eternal life. That means that we will soon cross to the other side of life, which is permanent. So, but for now, we are in the temporary stage of eternal life. But much more than just longevity, much more than just quantity of how many life or how long you will live, or even in the realm of time and forever, God was showing me something very important, and he was showing me about eternal life in the direction of quality of life, that there is a quality of life that eternal life possess. So once we get born again, once we get saved, we receive this quality of life beyond just length of days, beyond just longevity and all that. We receive this quality, and this quality of life, I mean, and it was basically saying that, you know, there is no point living long if the quality is not there. Because, and by the way, I just pray God's word to whoever is sick in the hospital, who needs the power, miracle power of God, the healing power of God, to receive their healing in the name of Jesus. And there are so many people who are living, you know, they are living, but they are more like living dead. They are like more like in the hospital bed or sick, as it were, trusting God or the doctors for something. They are alive, you know, they are living. But God was saying it's beyond just living. It's a quality of life that we possess. And I'll soon show us, like I always do in scriptures, how this is shaping my life, and it has shaped my life. And God is reminding me again to lay hold on this reality of that's, you know, that's what we are for as long as we're born again. And by the way, if we're not born again on this call, on this, I trust that by the end of this teaching, you will give your life to Jesus, because that's the starting point. So in Genesis chapter 2, let's just turn there. I just want to put a bit of background foundation to my sharing this evening. So in Genesis chapter 2, verse 16, and God was giving instruction to Adam, says, and God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. Let me just open it so I'll just flow. So it says, of every tree, and the Lord commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat, you shall surely die. So before God made this statement to Adam, Bible makes us to understand that he had dominion. He had the life of God, basically, because he named all the animals. So I was just thinking, so if he named all the animals and including those in the sea, it's either he swam into the sea, the depth of the sea, to name them, have that ability, or walked on water, or have the ability to summon all the animals from the water realm to come, and then he named some of them or all of them, you know. So it means he has some quality of life. He had the life of God. And God was saying, the day you eat, you shall die. So not basically death of like shorting of life, but the deterioration of their life, of his life. So basically, I don't want to go through the details, we'll know the story. When he died, when he ate the tree, the fruit, he died in terms of deterioration of life. The quality of life dropped. All right, the quality of life dropped. And God, of course, by the Spirit of God, and thanks be to God, that's the reason why we're here. He had a plan of salvation. So before I read, which is a popular verse, book of the Bible, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Can you just put it up there? That whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So then again, this is the plan of God, again, to bring us back to that place where we were. And I'll show us some of the men who practice this quality of life and how God is drawing our attention to start practicing this quality of life beyond just thinking of, you know, long life, oh, we live long, because actually, Jesus lived 33 and a half years, but check the quality of his life. So God was saying to us that there is a certain quality that we have now that we are saved. So he put up that scripture again, John 3:16. And then I looked up the meaning of perish. Perish, one of the meanings of perish is reduction in quality. Reduction in quality. So perish not only mean death, not only, you know, when our life is shortened, but you can have long life, but not a good quality in terms of deterioration of quality, which is what is happening today. You know, I have the privilege to work in a place where we help people get back to work. And you could see that people are living, but they are just, there's no quality, you know, but that tells us that it is beyond just living. It is a quality living. So Eternal life is beyond just living. It is a quality living. So so it now says, will not perish, but have everlasting life. So in other words, from a perishable life, we have an unperishable life, which means that this life does not deteriorate. It doesn't go down. It is a rich life. And by the way, when we talk about these things, we always think about, oh, when we die and go to eternity. No, God is talking about it now, like actually now. So this life actually influences our finances, influences our health, influences everything around us. So basically, what it means is that if I have eternal life, it influences everything around me. My quality of life changes. My perception changes. It improves my finances. It improves my way of thinking. It improves my business, my everything. That's why Jesus could speak to even inanimate objects and they responded, because they have intelligence. Those objects have intelligence. Jesus spoke to the wind. He heard Jesus. Jesus spoke to, he walked on water. As a man, this is not as God, 100% man. He cast out devils. He commanded fish at some point to provide coins. Told Peter, go and check the fish and collect the coin and go and pay my tax. You know, he spoke to the fig tree and it dried up, because these things have intelligence. So he had the ability, because he had this life, to control everything. Now, by the way, even if it's not working, even if you're practicing these things and you don't see the result, what God is saying, don't stop. Align yourself into that eternal life that you have. Keep aligning yourself. Don't stop aligning yourself until you start seeing the result. The when it will happen is exclusively reserved for God. And I think that's where we get discouraged many times. When we don't actually begin to see the things, we get discouraged. But God is saying, no. Stay there, remain in that place of lay hold on that eternal life. You know, and I'll just read again, I think John chapter 5, verse 25 to 24 to 25, where Jesus was speaking again. I'll just open it quickly, because this is really important. I believe that whilst God was showing me, I think that he needs us to know and know that this is who we are. You know, this life, we have eternal life, it's actually manifest now. So he says, most assuredly, I say unto you, he who hears my words and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life again, and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. So from perishable to unperishable, that means that the quality of life has changed, not just like out of breath and then we now have breath. No, beyond just that. So it's now including quality. Your life begins to make sense, make meaning, you know. So in case there are dead parts of your life that is not making sense, that is not aligning to eternal life you have, this is the opportunity to begin to speak to those areas of your life, your business, your health, to align to eternal life, to align to eternal life. So he says, you have passed from death to life, and I assured you, and let me just write again. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. So we have the life of God, the very life of God. I want us to pause and think for a while that you have the life of God. I have the life of God, the eternal life of God. My life has quality. That's why I can't afford to live anyhow. That's why I can't afford to accept things that are facts about my life. That's why, you know, these days you see people when they feel certain way, and this is not by any means trying to undermine anyone or not be sensitive to issues, people tend to amplify their issues more than their status or their reality. In terms of your reality is that you have eternal life, you have Zoe. So when you are sick, you tend to amplify the things that aligns with sickness. For example, you want to not do this anymore, you want to stay away, you want to start doing these things, without first declaring that your body, first and foremost, has eternal life. I'm sharing from experience, not just something that, you know, I just stumbled upon. I remember one time during the heat of the pandemic, you know, then they used to, in my office, they used to lock, you know, if a COVID case comes up, they will lock the whole office and tell you, they will send a memo the next day and say, oh, this person caught COVID and nobody's coming in. They will have to fumigate everywhere. So probably you work from home or come in the next day. So on this day, this lady had just come up to me. We had a good chat. Towards the end of the day, I noticed that she was feeling, you know, not so herself. And then guess what? She had the virus. The next day, they told us that, oh, you know. And whilst I was at home and, you know, the devil was trying to play on my mind and say, you know, you were the last person that spoke to her. You have it too. And I just spoke to that word. I just said, hear ye the voice of the Lord. In case you are not aware, my body is the temple of the living God. I have eternal life. So that life kills every other life trying to grow, including sickness. Every other thing that does not align is removed. You know, and that was it. And even sometimes when I feel certain way, I speak God's word more like, oh body, hear ye the voice of the Lord. This is who I am in the Lord. This is who I am. This is what I stand for. Now, this is the quality of life God wants us to express. Before, you know, my mom, anytime, you know, you ask to tell her about something, the first thing she does is, let's pray, let's touch. You know, if you say, I'm feeling this pain, oh, put your hands there. That's her first response. I love that about her. You know, and I noticed that in their generation, that's how they respond to situations. They first pray, you know. But our generation seem to have been more, we are too intelligent. So when anything comes up, we don't quickly remember that, hey, I have eternal life. I can actually speak to this situation, even if I don't see results right now, and keep speaking, you know, and forget about when it's going to happen. Because many times, because we pay attention to when it's going to happen, we basically might not see result. But when we just continue on the word of God, we don't even know when it happened. I've had serious situations in my life where I keep saying, I forgot that this thing was even there. And then I just realized one day that it's gone. You know, this is the life God wants us to enjoy, to enter into. The life, knowing that we have eternal life. We have eternal life beyond just death, beyond just that, oh yes, I'm going to cross over to the other side. Because the truth of the matter is, unbelievers are going to live forever. The point is, they are going to cross and go into eternal damnation. That's eternal. That's eternity. That's living forever. But what's the quality? The difference between us and them is that we cross to the other side and enjoy reigning with God, right? But they cross and enjoy eternal damnation. But both of us are living it long, isn't it? One has quality, one does not. Now, God is saying this quality is not only reserved for when you cross over to the other side. It is with you now. So I don't know who I'm speaking to. Begin to pray and speak to those things that is not aligning to the eternal life you have. And begin to command it to align. And by the Spirit of God, no circumstance of health we make us think otherwise, that we don't have eternal life or that we don't know who we are. I was sharing with someone one day about, you know, certain things, and the guy was like, beg, you are doing spiritual, you are too righteous. I said, I'm not doing that like I'm too righteous. I am actually righteous. Sometimes, and I don't apologize for that. I'm sorry. If you feel certain way about it, I'm sorry. It's who I am. I can't help it. Sometimes we tend to want to beat down who we are because we want to be pious. I understand that. But not at the expense of when the enemy is trying to show his ugly face. So we must always reinforce that position. We must always reinforce who we are in terms of... So God was saying that the quality of life comes to everything that concerns us. Everything. Our job, our business, our health, our family, everything. So just take a glance at that thing that you think is not aligning and begin to speak. Begin to declare that you have the Zoe of God, the life-giving spirit is resident inside of you. the life, the spirit that was able to raise Jesus from the dead, is quickening our mortal bodies. That's why this was what Jesus understood. This was what he knows. He came as man, as a human, as a man. He read the Bible about himself. In case we don't know, that's what he did. The Bible says in Psalm 40, it was talking about that he comes in the volume of the books. And Jesus says he was sharing the temple. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, has anointed me to preach the gospel and all of that. And he said, and he was basically saying, I have read the Bible. Now this is the time for the fulfillment. He was telling the people in the synagogue, all those things you were reading about me, this is the fulfillment. I'm the one you were talking about. I am here to fulfill all those things. Jesus read about who he is. And so when he was faced with circumstances, because he knows that as it is in heaven, so it will be on earth. Because he knows that the spiritual realm controls the physical. Because he knows that, hey, I'm not ignorant of this thing. This is who I am. He woke up. Ideally, if he didn't know who he was when the disciples woke him up during the storm, he would have basically, instinct will come in. Look at the story of Jonah. The people in the boat, if there's a turbulence in the sea, what they normally do is they try to offload. You know, I'm pretty sure, and to be honest, an expert was in the ship because I'm going back to Jesus' experience, because if there's anybody who knows more about the sea, it would have been Peter, because Peter is a fisherman. He's if he was a Nigerian, I would say he's from River State, because he's a waterside person. Do you get what I mean? So he understands that there was a serious situation. Perhaps he had exhausted every option. And Jesus just woke up because he knows who he is. And he knowing who he is, also played an impact on how he handled his experience before he was going to die, because he knows that he had a price. The Bible says, for this price that was set before him, he endured the cross. So at some point, the Bible says, Jesus said, I have the power to lay down my life and pick it up again. And Paul caught this rhema again. Paul says, I'm straight between two. That if I go, it will not be beneficial to my brethren, but to be present with the body is... Imagine somebody talking about death as though he wins lottery. I mean, so casually, as though, you know, it's nothing. Because he knows it's actually nothing, and he knows that he's enjoying eternal life now. That was why when he was beaten by a viper, he shook off, you know, off his body. He shook off the viper off his body, because and venomous viper. And the people around him were like, this guy, this thing did not affect him. He shook it off. And he went off, because this guy, and he said to him, imagine him experiencing this. So we must begin to understand and live in this reality. That's what God was showing me. Now, these days, I just look at situation. I was telling Ify the other day, I say, yeah, we will not stop speaking until Ify aligns to eternal life. Everything concerning us aligns to eternal life. Because we have this life, we will not stop speaking until these things aligns to eternal life. That quality, and that nothing, no failure or maybe it didn't go how we planned it, can actually make us think that we don't have eternal life. We will keep at it. That's what God is saying to us. You have the life of God. Think about it for a minute. You have the life, the very life of God. Not just life that lives, but life that has quality. Your life has quality. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Begin to affirm that to yourself. Begin to affirm that of yourself, that my life has quality. It has quality. Even if the world, and by the way, I'm beginning to notice that the world seemed to be appreciating less quality life than, so it looks like people who are hardworking or very innovative, so to speak, you know, is not necessarily coming to the limelight, but those who are not really, you know, who are not measuring up are seen to be out there, you know. But that might cause some form of discouragement to us to say, oh, I'm doing this, I'm putting so much effort. How come I've not done this? How come this has not happened to me? But God is saying, don't be like that. Keep saying, and don't be quick to accept. Oh, this is happening, or this thing is happening to me. I'm feeling such a certain way. Don't be quick to amplify it by, you know, following the systems of the world pattern, because you are not of the system of this world. That's what God was saying. You are of another system. You don't have to do it like the system of the world would do it for a particular situation. Yes, they say you have this. What is your response? What is your response? That's what God was showing me. That is the Zoe. Zoe is not just, I will live long, which is absolutely correct. Zoe is that, not just I will live long, my life will make sense. My life will make meaning. My life will produce results. My fruit I will bear fruit, and my fruit will remain. Not for a season, it will remain. That speaks of consistency. That is the life God is calling us to. And I just want us to begin to pray. I don't know if I've covered everything I plan to share, but the Lord will expound it in our hearts if I haven't touched areas. And this was what, you know, by the way, the preacher last week who really blessed me was sharing about when Jesus was speaking to Martha and Mary in John and Luke chapter 10. He was telling Martha, you're worried by so many things. Come and take the words that you need to change your world, to actually shape your life. Jesus shaped his life by the written word of God. There was nothing Jesus did without saying it is written. Because first and foremost, he started by knowing the word. Everything must align. So Jesus was telling Martha, that's the wrong priority. You're worrying about this because you have not understood the concept of eternal life. If you understand the concept of eternal life, you will not be worried about this. That's what Jesus was saying to Martha. Mary has chosen the better part. And he says, it will not be taken away from her. Why? Because eternal life will not be taken away from you. If you get it, it won't be taken away from you. When you are faced with those surmounted by, Jesus told, when Mary and Martha came, he said, oh, Lazarus, my brother is dead. If you have come 3 days, Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and the life. They say, yeah, we know that we are going to resurrect again. They say, no, what are you talking about? I'm not talking about the next, resurrection day morning. No, I'm talking about now. I am the resurrection and the life. Because Jesus knew who he was. That's what God is calling us to. To begin to speak and silence every voice that contrary does not align, or that is telling us, oh, you know, this is a saying, it's too high, you know, it's not, you know what I'm saying. You know, it's all this is, you experience it when you have died and crossed over. No friends. The men of old understood this. Paul understood this. Hence, he always says, let the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. That's why one of my favorite songs is Open the Heart of My Eyes of My Heart. Because it's an everyday prayer, never-ending prayer. We ought to pray every day on different issues of our lives. Because once this truth hits us, it shapes our life. Our life begins to make sense. We begin to live the eternal life that has quality. We begin to see the quality of our life begins to ooze out. And we begin to enjoy God in another dimension. And when we feel certain way, because definitely, as long as we're in this world, this is not an exemption from challenges. Challenges will come. Jesus says, no, you don't have any, you can't do anything about it. But your response should always be, I have eternal life. I have the life of God in me. And if that very life that was with Jesus is in me, come on. Though I may feel certain way now, but I keep at it. I continue declaring that I have the life of God in me. I keep saying it. My business might not be going well, but I keep saying it. I might not be seeing the result I want now, but I keep saying it, that Lord, let this align to eternal life. My life must make sense in this. And I sense as I'm speaking now, people are receiving wisdom for living. People are receiving wisdom for that business that is not working. People are receiving wisdom. People are receiving healing for their bodies, wherever they are. People are beginning to understand, their minds are beginning to open, to realize that I have eternal life. My life must make sense all around. Lord, I thank you that my life will make sense. It's beginning to make sense as I begin to meditate who I truly am in Christ, as I begin to know and understand that I have the Zoe of God, the very life of God. Everything that is dead in my life, everything that doesn't look right, begin to align. I want us to just begin to pray right now in the Holy Ghost. Let's just begin to pray in the Holy Ghost that this same life that was with Jesus, that was with the disciples, that God has said, I have everlasting life. As long as I've believed, as long as I'm saved, I live in this reality. I live in this realm that my life makes sense. My life makes sense. Everything, even inanimate objects, even things that are not living, I speak to them. They receive, they hear me because they have intelligence. Just the way Jesus spoke, those things doesn't make sense in his life. That's how Jesus said to Peter, go to that fish, get the coin, give it to them. That was how Jesus was living. His life was filled with the speaking word. He was filled with the rhema of God. He understood that he had the life of God. And he understood that it is in heaven. How shall it be now? Not later. Not when I die. Not when I cross. He was speaking that just as it is now. I speak to those things that is not aligning. Those areas of my life that is not aligning. That it does not make sense. That doesn't seem to be like Christian. That doesn't look Christian. That doesn't look like I am born again. I begin to see something. I have the life of God. My life has quality. I see quality. I receive the quality of eternal life into everything that concerns me.
Yes, Lord.
Everything that concerns me.
Yes, Lord.
That concerns me. Even the things that is not living. Even the dead things. The things that are not living things. I speak to God. I speak to God. I've heard testimonies of people speaking to cars, speaking to things, and they hear because the spiritual controls the physical. Begin to speak.
Be bright.
Affirm that you have eternal life. Affirm that the eternal life of God is resident inside of you. And it speaks to those things that are dead, to those things that are aligning. And it takes life. It takes meaning.
Hey. The
devil has nothing to say about it. My life has meaning. Perhaps the devil is trying to say, oh, because this thing you are doing, you are trying multiple times, it's not working. No, it is working for you. It is working for you.
God.
Your life has quality. Your life has quality. Your life has quality. Your life has quality. Your life has meaning. Your life is taking shape. In the name of Jesus, you align yourself to the eternal life of God that has quality. And I speak, oh God, to everyone who is sick, oh God. They begin to receive the life of God. The quality of life is beginning to ooze out of them. In the name of Jesus, that the men see the quality and they begin to ask. They begin to ask, where is this guy from? Who is this person? Because this person has the life of God. This person has the qualities of God. This person has we handle situations the way God will handle situations. Oh, Librande ikaya banda bratuza kaya bratishekede. Librande sundaraba. Quality, that very quality. God says that you have the life as long as you believe in me, as long as you believe in my words, as long as you abide in my words. That same life is in you. That same quality is in you. You can speak to things and they listen to you because they have intelligence. Because they have intelligence, they can hear you and align. It might not look like it now, but keep on at it. God says, keep on at it. It might not look like it now. Perhaps, Lord, you have been accepting the world system. You have been accepting that I am sick. Oh, I am this. Begin to repent and begin to accept the Zoe life of God. Begin to see that this is who I am. I am the righteous God in Christ Jesus. I am not trying to be righteous. I am, and I do not apologize, oh God. This is who you made me to be. I'm not trying to be this. You have made me to be this. Father, I thank you. Father, I bless your name because my life makes sense. My life makes quality. My life is rich. I am rich towards God. I am very creative. I help in the name of Jesus. I am a solution provider because I have a quality life. The life that is not from this world, that is not from the system of this world, that is the life I possess. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to think about it. Begin to meditate on this thing. This is what I've been meditating on, these friends. And my life is beginning to make more sense. It doesn't matter what I see. It doesn't matter if they are not aligning yet, but it will align.
Thank you, Jesus. Aligned.
Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Because if that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in me, oh, glory to Jesus. If it lives in me, it doesn't just only quicken my mortal body. It doesn't only just make me live long. It gives me a quality life. No matter how long or short my life is, it has quality. It is rich. Mm-hmm. It is complete. It is full. It is whole. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Oh, thank you, Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, as you were speaking, people were still going to pray, and the kind of prayer I believe is more of a declaration. As brother was ministering, John chapter 17 came to mind, talking about eternal life. Now, this was while Jesus was about to be taken. He prayed this prayer. The Bible says, John chapter 17, that these words spoke Jesus and he lifted up his eyes to heaven. John chapter 17. And said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. If we can bring that scripture up, John chapter 17, this is awesome. Now, in verse 2, John chapter 17, it now says that as you have given him power, please can we display that? If we can, please bring that up quickly. It's important that people not just hear this, but they also see this scripture. John chapter 17. So verse 2 says, as you have given him authority over all flesh, look at it, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. Now verse 3 now says this, tells us what this eternal life is. This is amazing. Just as you've shared with us tonight. He said, and this is eternal life. Oh, Lord, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. This is eternal life, that they may know. Knowing, it's not just mental assent, it's having an experience, having a revelation, an unveiling of who God is. Now, it says he gives, if we look at that verse 2 again, he gives eternal life to as many as you have given him. People, another scripture in 1 John 5:11 actually tells us that this is the record that God has given to us, is given to us. Eternal life, this life is in his Son. Once we have Jesus in us, we have eternal life. Eternal life is not just an experience. He is actually a person, life that is in the Word, that is in Jesus. And, you know, like somebody put a comment, now makes sense. Look at Genesis 1. Everything was chaotic. Everything was empty. There was disorderless, shapelessness. But the eternal life in the Word, the Bible says, John 1, in him was life, and the life, the Word was life, and in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The Word spoken started giving life to where there was emptiness, giving light to where there was, giving life to where there was darkness, giving life to where there was shapelessness, formlessness. And you know, something I pick, we keep speaking this word because Hebrews 11, verse 3, I think it's, verse 3. One version actually explains Hebrews 11, 3. That talks about faith. He says, by faith, we understand that the world began to align themselves to the Word. So we need to speak this word. Release the life that is in us. Speak to every situation. That's why if a dead man is brought to Jesus, he speaks the word. Fever rebuked through the word. Demons cast out through the word. Because death cannot reign where life is.
Yeah.
So people, we need to keep speaking this word, the word of life, until the world around us aligns to what God says. You know, thank you so much for that, you know, explanation. Simply explain that all the whole of creation, you know the amazing thing, Samuel. Everything the Bible says was created by the word, so everything must respond to their creator, to the word that created them. So if they go like let's say pear-shaped, if they go wrong, then we bring the word that created them to recreate them in line with the word, original word. So people, sickness must respond to life. Diseases must, anything that's wrong in your body, wrong in your circumstance, wrong. That is why I just realized now that faith is actually called the profession. Profession of our faith. We declare, we say the word of faith, which we speak. The word is near us, in our mouth. You know, from Romans chapter 10, you heard the word of God tonight. And if perhaps you're watching this live broadcast and you don't know the Lord, you heard his word, I pray a revelation, an experience. As this word has been released tonight, the word of God is revealing God to you. And all you need to do is to receive this word. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ and you are saved. The Bible says, with the heart we believe, with the mouth we confess. So right now, just confess, Lord, I believe. I've received your word tonight, and I believe, Lord Jesus, I confess you. I declare you are Lord, and I receive the life, eternal life, that you have given unto me.
Yes.
And by reason of that eternal life,
Lord,
I can speak to everything around me that is not aligned to the word of God. That's why we must not keep quiet. We must keep declaring like God.
Yeah.
We are in God's stead, in Christ's stead now to declare. You know, thank you for that comment. My life will make sense. I have a quality life. It doesn't matter what I see now or if things make sense. I'm trying to make sense of this. But the whole idea is keep speaking the word. Doesn't matter how long. Just keep saying it. Keep declaring it. Keep declaring it. And God confirms his word. Hallelujah. People, we are just going to pray. As the word of God has been released tonight, I believe things are beginning to happen. Like Mary, you know, Mary was a virgin. Mary couldn't be pregnant until the angel brought the word
yeah.
of the Lord to Mary. She received that word, conceived it, and she conceived a baby called Jesus. That is also the seed. The word of God is like the seed. So the seed you've heard tonight, everybody like Mary, be it unto me. Let's pray according to everything you've said. And in the name of Jesus, my world begin to align to the word of God. Things begin to work for me. Promotion is west. You are on this live program. You are feeling sick in any part of your body. And if there's any growth in your body that shouldn't be there, speak the word of God to it. Jesus cursed the fig tree through the word and cursed it. We curse every sickness, every disease, every growth. We curse anything in our physical bodies that shouldn't be there. We curse it to the root. We declare in the name of Jesus, let everything shrivel, die, and be removed in the name of Jesus. And where there was death, let life, let the life of God, let your body, physical body, begin to align to everything that the word of God has said concerning you. In the name of Jesus. People, release the word you've heard tonight that pertains to you, that addresses your situation. Release it to yourself. Release it. It's there. You received it. Now you release it in the name of Jesus. So Samuel, I don't know if you just want to pray again, finally. Just Father, pray. Led by the Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord.
Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Lord, thank you. Your Spirit is working in us, both to will and to do of your good pleasure. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, every one of us, oh God, have received a fresh fire, oh God, a fresh dose, oh God, of your Spirit to begin to address. Perhaps there have been weak amongst us, but we begin to receive strength by your Spirit to begin to address the situation and speak to them one after the other. Because they must align to that quality of life. They must align to that purpose, to that quality by design that you've made us to be, oh God, from the inception of things, since we gave our life to God, oh God. Father, we thank you, that Lord, that even as we begin to carry out our affairs, oh God, everything will begin to work together for our good in the name of Jesus. That Lord, those of us who are sick among us, we begin to receive the healing power of Jesus. Those of us who are going through one challenge or the other, begin to receive ideas from the Spirit of God, because it is this life that gives all these ideas and creativity in the name of Jesus. Father, Amen. We thank you, oh God, that Lord, even relationships, oh God, with you is strengthened by reason of today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That Lord, people begin to love you more. People begin to love you more because thank you. Thank you for eternal life. Thank you, oh God, for this thing you have done for us. For moving us from darkness to the kingdom of your dear son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, because that same power, just like John Pastor read, that same power that Jesus said, as I have it, oh God, give it to them. We have received it, God. We will begin to express it, oh God, in different dimensions, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you.
Father, thank you.
Amen.
Father, thank you. Lord, be it unto us according to your word. People, let's just go right now and do what we have heard. You speak the word to every situation around you that is not aligning to what you have seen as it is written. You declare it, and the Spirit of God will confirm every word with signs following. But we need to speak for us to see the signs that will follow. Amen. Don't wait for the sign before you speak. You speak and the sign will follow to the glory of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we just thank you as your son has ministered to us and has watered. It is your promise.
Thank you.
That he that waters is watered also. He is the first partaker. Lord, bless him. Bless the work of his hands. Bless his wife. Bless his daughter, his children. Bless every generation, Lord, around him, and everything he lays his hands upon, cause it to prosper Father, we give you the glory for testimonies and testimonies and testimonies that your people are coming back to share. As they speak, you confirm, because you are not a man. You cannot lie. You don't alter that which goes out of your mouth. You watch over your word to perform it. And just like rain falls down and does not go back to heaven, but waters the earth, and so that every seed planted is can produce. In the name of Jesus, so shall the word we heard tonight be. Amen. Prospering in every life, in our lives, amen, and bringing to pass, amen, everything you have promised concerning every one of us. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. We return all the glory and praise and adoration to you. Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
People, let's lay hold on these things. The quality of our lives can always be better.
Yes, Lord.
As long as we keep speaking the word of God, that will improve that quality.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, sir.
Final word from you, Samuel, before we hand over to the media team. Final word.
No, I don't have any final words, sir.
The word of God is final. Only the counsel of the Lord stands.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Thank you very, 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 very much.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Somebody Thank said Jesus has the final say. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's it. Don't Thank let your you. Situation have the final say. Let the word of God always have the final say. Thank you for joining us again. God
Thank
bless you.
Sir.
There are no questions. No questions tonight. Just go and do. Yes, let's go and do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. All right. We are signing out and we hand over to the media team.